Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's July 26, 2023, a very special event. We have a special guest presenter, Kim Ramsey. She is a member of Awakening Plus and has been so kind as to lead us in this evening's event. It's called Fanning the Flame. And that's all the intro I need to be involved with. I'm going to step into the background and only emerge as needed. But here's Kim. Welcome and thank you.
Hello, everyone. Do I get to see your faces? This is a first for me. I've not done anything like this. So y'all just be patient with me. But if I can see their faces, that would be great.
Yeah, so anyone who's willing to activate
okay, the camera? Okay, that's cool. That's
that
cool.
Give you more visibility.
Well, I am just so grateful to be here with you and for all of you to be so present. I didn't even know really how to start tonight because I'm finding that, man, the words are, everything that is needs to be said has been said, and everything that we know, we've already know. It's in our hearts. And I just felt like, for me lately, silence and stillness has been the best teacher. So I felt like I'd start off with a poem that I wrote that begins with those words. It's listen to the stillness, the silence that speaks. And I made a video for it, and I'm going to share it with you now. And oh, wait a minute. I think I'm going to share it. Here we go. Listen to the stillness, a silence that speaks, opening portals to subtle realms alive with a sound, a vibration calling us, calling us home. Home.
Home. Home.
Beckoning us to remember, to return to love, where we belong and where we all began. In the beginning was the word, ripples of love, sparks of light emanating from Creator, giving birth to souls. Long journeys we've been on, exploring worlds, expanding our experience, like our Creator, creating beauty, devastation, abundance, lack, scaling heights, ever further we grew, dividing, conquering, losing ourselves in our creations, far, far away from the lullaby, the familiar sounds of home. In a moment of crisis, when all breaks down, no further can we go. Stopped by a fork in the road, we pause. We listen to our heart's longing, opening doors to an inward journey we all must take, listening to the sound, the song of spirit, the voice of love calling us home. Gingerly we embark, eyes turned inside, a honing signal increases in volume as we quell all other sounds, distracting us from the stillness and the familiar sounds of home. Like a finely tuned instrument to our heart's longing, we join the celestial cosmic choir, a joyful adoration of creation's glory, a universe of sound and light waves dancing harmoniously in and out of form. Remembering, returning to our beginning and the familiar sounds of home. Did I just do that? Well, I wanted to start with that just to give us a context that we have all been on such a long journey, and we are at such a pivotal time, and we really are returning home to love. And I just feel so much compassion for every one of us, for humanity, for this moment in time and exactly what we're going through. It is an incredible turning point and returning home to love. And years ago, I had this prophetic dream. It was actually an experience. It was very, very real. And I walked up to this hideous octopus-like monster, and he had this menacing eye, and his tentacles were waving wildly before me. And I just walked straight up to it and looked into that evil eye and said, "We are sovereign beings of light and choose to no longer be under your control." And then I lightly tapped his wailing tentacle, and instantly, he deflated like a popped balloon. And I turned, and out before me was a multitude of people rejoicing and celebrating. And I knew instantly that program, that matrix of fear had ended. And it was our fear that fed the monster. It was fear that fed the monster. And I knew as I came to and came out of this experience that every single time we individually faced our fears, that we individually looked into the shadows of our own consciousness and began to bring light and love to those dark areas in of our hearts, it was weakening this matrix. And it's been the system. It's been this place of consciousness where fear, control, manipulation, victimhood, all of that has been our experience. And it's the journey that we've been going through to free ourselves, to remember our sovereign nature, that is bringing an end to that story. And I think of the dragonfly, the metamorphosis of the dragonfly, as a perfect metaphor of what we are collectively going through and personally going through. And, you know, we know about the butterfly, you know, but the caterpillar turning into a butterfly, but the dragonfly spends most of its life living underwater. It's a predator. It's a little nymph, and it does not see the light of day. And during its life under the water, it goes through a couple of mutations, hidden mutations, until one day, just because it's corded in his DNA, just this evolutionary urge, he climbs up out of the water onto a stalk of a plant. And then the big metamorphosis process begins. All of the water from its old life begins to pump like a hydraulic press. It just forces it through the body, and that water is pushing up through the body. And that's what causes its thorax to uncurl and the wings to unfurl. It's the water from its old life that was the key to its transformation. His wings are open, he dries in the sun, and then he flies, and he's the dragonfly that we know. And that is a perfect example of the process that we're going through right now. We are dealing with, every one of us, I mean, I'm not saying anything you don't know, but the work that you're doing and the platform that Benjamin has provided in this community and the tools and the invocations and all of this inner work is us going deep inside and dissolving all of that programming and that state of ego consciousness. I mean, that swimming in the water is basically like swimming in the consciousness of separation. It's what we've known. That separation, being separate from source. And so in that, that's where the ego, you know, we have to survive and the ego begins to, we have that state of ego consciousness. And, you know, in the spiritual journey, it's, you know, the ego kind of gets a bad rap. Like, you know, we got to get rid of the ego. And as I was working in my life and really becoming in tune with my own inner work, I began to really contemplate this relationship with the ego, and it prompted this poem that I called Neither Friend Nor Foe. Relationship with ego. How did it all begin? Neither friend nor foe. Simply, it's the way it's always been. From the moment of conception to explore the world out there, swimming in the sea of separation, may invoke quite a scare. Survival, exploration, the push to fill what's lacking became a compulsive fixation, exhausting and nerve-wracking. Yet life expanded, unfolding consciousness at play, diverse experiences molding, a polarity dance, the only way. Until an evolutionary urge, a shift beyond comprehension, an inward calling to purge and merge, preparations for higher vibrations. Ego mind slowly begins to dissolve, outward obsessions no longer alluring as consciousness awakens and evolves. The play in separation, not enduring. The dance of the ego comes to an end. New life emerges in the world of form. Releasing fear, experience now transcends. Unity of consciousness is the new norm. And that is what we're coming into. This unity of consciousness. And yes, it's a collective process, but boy, it's only collective because we're doing it personally. And years ago, I had this other dream that was a very profound experience. And in this dream, I was standing along the ocean's edge, looking out at the horizon, and out of the corner of my eye, I noticed somebody coming, driving a Jeep and coming down the beach very, very fast. They were making zigzags in the sand. They were driving like a crazy person. And suddenly they came so close to me and they hit something in the sand, and that caused the driver to literally be like a cannonball shot up into the air. And this person came crashing down right before me, and the impact was so hard they were literally being buried in the sand. And I heard this voice, "Help me, help me." And I reached down, and it was me. And I woke up in a cold sweat, and I went into my little prayer closet and began to cry out to God, because I was so aware of who that person was driving that Jeep. And that was the Kim that was obsessed with taking care of everybody, pleasing people, having to prove her worth, just broken and looking completely on the outside for that validation to know that I was okay. And that was the beginning of that deep, deep call to go inside. And it was the start of what I call the process. And I'm sure that every one of us here has had that some experience, that wake up call, that something that kind of catapulted the inquiry of who am I really? And what am I here for? And so this poem, The Process, see if you can relate. Up and down, around I go. I certainly can put on quite a show. Hyper, indifferent, mind bouncing extremes, wound up so tight, bursting at the seams. Relentlessly pursuing a thirst to know more. Who am I really? And what am I here for? Mind hard at work, providing answers I seek, an active beguiler, and so full of critique. A runaway horse, calling the shots, believe this, believe that, I'm tied up in knots, constricted now in this web of fear. Must life be so shadowy and drear? Oncoming waves, unforgiving and sue, pattered about, inner suffering brews, lost at sea with nowhere to turn, so far from where my heart yearns. Oh, the agony, this mental interpretation casts the shadowy, dense, emotional subjugation. I'm wound so tight, this sacred wound, I cry for help. Before consumed, suddenly, in the midst of the eye of the storm, a light pierces through to inform, an aha moment with insight to see. I am far more than what I cling to believe, not the victim of mind games tossed about in the sea. Pausing, I detach and begin to see. Not just an actor, I'm also watching the show, aware of an ability to choose which way it can go. Acceptance is key. Love the one who is thrashing. No longer resist the shadows that keep clashing. Feel the fear. The emotions will pass through. A change of perspective reveals a sky turning blue. Layers upon layers, the process begins. A hero's journey, unraveling the knots within. Heart surrendering with gentle resolution. Love light floods in, dawning an inner revolution. Mind and emotion entrained by the heart. Awareness expands, igniting a fresh start. Constricting fears no longer run the show. No more questions to answer. For now, I know.
Hey, Kim, can I you're projecting so awesomely that it's actually distorting your microphone. Can you either
turn it down?
Is there an input control you can turn down a little bit?
Yeah, I turned it down.
Yeah, let's try
Thank
that.
You.
I'll let you know if there's any further issues. Thank you.
Yeah, I can kind of really get into it.
I love it.
But you can relate. I'm guessing you all can relate to this process, right? And for me, that internal process and feeling those fears and acceptance and feeling and allowing those emotions to pass through, it has to do with the water. For me, it was a lot of tears. And thinking back to the analogy of the dragonfly and how the water of that old life was the fuel for the metamorphosis, it's the water, it's our emotions, it's our ability to to embrace what is with love, with acceptance, to feel and allow it to pass through. It's giving birth. And I gave birth to 6 children, so I know something about birth. And it begins when the waters break. The waters break and the rebirthing, the process begins. And so it's really honoring our emotions and those tears. And I cried a lot of tears, a lot, and inspired this poem called Treasured Tears. A blanket of peace wraps my heart with the memory of truth, whispering words of remembrance, assuring me nothing ever has gone wrong and no tear is wasted. Life experiences uproot what's hidden, exposing festering, weeping wounds now surrendered to the light for healing transformation. Treasured tears, torrential cleansing agents, wash away toxins, purifying these living streams. Treasured tears, loving, comforting elixirs, water seeds of possibility growing in the womb of my heart. Treasured tears, watery breakthroughs, give birth to emerging new life within me. Painful memories no more, transmuted by these treasured tears. A deepening knowing embraces. Nothing ever has gone wrong, and no tear is wasted. And that poem in particular brought me a lot of comfort when going through the process and, you know, another thing comes up and it's like, man, haven't I dealt with that before? But we're talking about a consciousness that has been steeped in separation, that is in our cells. I mean, literally in our body, we're having to transmute eons of this consciousness that has, you know, we've been embedded in this fear matrix. So it is a process, and to be gentle and loving, unconditional love for ourselves is the key. It's the key to the transformation. And that prompted this poem called Look Into These Eyes. Walking by the mirror, I take a momentary glance, not lingering long until one day, lured as if in a trance. Looking, I see another peering through, whispering ever so tenderly, I love you. I love you. I love you. Those words gently cascading, tears stream down my face, the veil parts, no more evading, every grace-filled drop, cleansing layers of brokenness and shame, unconditional love pouring through. I will never be the same. That impassioned stare speaks volumes to my pain, acknowledging the gift, the beauty that's always been yearning for that gaze to affirm the truth inside. I see you. I love you. No longer shall you hide. A soul lost and forgetting, masked by layers of suffering, longing for these eyes, my eyes miraculously uncovering my divine reflection, now penetrates the depths of my being. Transfixed now, I have a new way of seeing. Walking out into the world, these love-filled eyes burning, seeking to look into the eyes of all to assist in their returning. neighbors, children, and those who pass along the street, may this glowing affection, flames of love, reach out to all I greet. I see you. I love you. I am you, and you are me. Look into these eyes, and you too will see divinity. Your own reflection gazing back at you, reminding you of what you always knew. Looking away in neglect, we quickly disremember to acknowledge the gift, fan the flame of light-filled embers within, glows beauty's luminescence, unconditional love, our core true essence. I see you. I love you. I am you, and you are me. Look into these eyes, and you too will see divinity. Your own reflection gazing back at you, reminding you of what you always knew. And there were so many times when I sat in the presence of spirit, and those tears streaming down my face as I remembered the arms of love and the cleansings that would come. And this was a song that spirit gave to me in one of those moments of deep, deep clearing. Release, 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 release into peace. Release, 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 release into peace. The Beloved is here, grace is always near. I fall into the arms of love. Grief becomes relief, not alone, for I am known, held in the arms of love. Release, 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 release into peace. Release, 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 release into peace. Inside my heart, I'm never apart, safe in the arms of love. Home is where I'll be, free to be me, secure in the arms of love. Release, 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 release into peace. Release, 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 release into peace. All falls away, no longer will I stray, anchored in the truth of love. Growing bright and feeling so light, I reach out my arms of love. Release, 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 release into peace. Release, 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 release into peace. Release. That's one thing about this journey, is there is a lot of releasing and there's a lot of surrender. And we're always being surrendered right into the arms of love. Moment. As you all know, this journey of awakening and returning home to love in our hearts and the healing is all about coming into that balance, into the wholeness of who we are. And it's a heart-mind unity. And this poem is titled Heart-Mind Unity. The world is in free fall. Isn't that the truth? Let's say that again. The world is in free fall. I dive to the center. A portal opens, and surrendered, I now enter. Settling into the inner landscape of my heart, here I dwell, never again to depart. Quiet, peaceful, echoes of turmoil fall away. The inner voice of truth, wisdom, becomes my mainstay. Released from all pressure, my mind set free, the breath of spirit, my ever-present identity. Is it possible to drink from these everlasting springs, refreshed and nourished, my soul endlessly sings, baptized again with love's eternal flame. Life as I know it will never be the same. Drink deep, my love, refresh and renew, for new life now emerges within you. These riches of the heart, here for you to enjoy, spilling over in creative delight and bubbling joy. Yes, I can live in the outer world of form as I dwell in the inner. I create the new norm. This beautiful balance, heart, mind, unity, truly is the secret for all to live free. Heart informing mind, from the stillness comes action, a graceful dance dissolving struggle and faction, continuously surrendering. This unity washes over me, a perpetual stream of love flowing ecstasy. Speak from this well. Allow your heart to sing her song. Living from the inside out, you never can go wrong. This is the new emerging. Hearts uniting everywhere. Renewing minds. Feel the sparkling potential in the air. And when I tune in, and in that stillness, there comes this knowing. This knowing of that love is all there is. It's the presence of the divine that we're anchored in. We're shedding everything that has kept us from that deep knowing and that abiding in the presence. Love blankets the universe. The fabric of light particles pulsating to the heartbeat of all that is. Soft, melodic tones cooing, an empathetic gaze penetrating her creation in the womb of acceptance. Unconditional love is all there is. Children run off and play, full of desire, mischievous ways, curious hearts on winding journeys leading to conflicting dead ends, crying out for help, skin, knees, bruised hearts, lost in a timeless jungle, all knotted up in DNA. But there she is, never judging, never complaining, tenderly cherishing her inquisitive little ones, so yearning to explore and be free, holding with a knowing. It's all going to be okay. Loving with such caring, perfection without exception, inexhaustible listening to the cellular core of painful memories, embracing every unimaginable secret, the dark recesses of unconscious conflicts. Judging not, but warmth enfolding broken shards of separation, loving back into the fold, to the perfection of the whole, ever present, the divine mother hums her welcoming lullaby, love's return home. Kana to meleo, konata kole mete kola nate ona kole mene te o. Kele meteina, kole te mele nolana, kene o, kole molana lo, kale me. Teo kole ne te menola kele mene keo konale ma kote sene hiola kole metenehela, kole meneteo, konale mehia, kole menekeleneko, kole metenehela. Kehina. Kole me tehi o. Kona le mene ko. Kole mena la tare o. Kona ke me te o. Kianeleo, kinale neteona, komate ki, kele meteona teo. Kone sana, kone seteo, kole menea, kelene, kene seo. Kenosa itake. O limite kuna shaite mokusa ita. Ele monaka. Ole mikino. Ole mikino shaneke sina lataka ike. Ona maka. Ole mita sanekide. Koneshima ko kinaka. You are so loved. The journey has been long. But you've been here all along. And you're remembering every cell in your body is beginning to remember the vibration of love, the sounds of home, the embrace of the divine, the breath of spirit that moves in and through your body. Your purpose is to remember. Your purpose is to live love and love life. It has begun. The dark night of the soul is now coming to an end, and the bright memories of hope and love and beauty. Beauty in every heart, beauty spreading across the land. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. With every breath, the light of your heart grows brighter and stronger. The breath of spirit, breathing in, breathing out, fans the flame. The bright light of Christ consciousness radiating in and through your body. Well done. There is so much love. What brave, brave, brave souls, brave hearts you are. Love yourselves. Love one another. The new earth is now here. This process, this journey, heart-wrenching, heart-opening, this beautiful, beautiful birth that we are all going through has prepared us. We are prepared for these times to hold the heart of humanity. This is a final poem, and then I'm going to open it up just for us to just engage in dialogue with one another, but holding the heart of humanity. They arise from every corner of the earth, souls emerging from long inner journeys, fears embraced, dissolved by love, strengthened with courage and renewed with hope. They are prepared to hold the heart of humanity with compassion and love. Their hearts blaze like stars, supernovas of divine love reverberating into the collective consciousness, expanding beyond the personal, tapped into the heart of the eternal, the magnetic power of grace transforms the outdated human story of pain and suffering. From the ashes of the old, this pivotal moment of rebirth, the potential for a new story emerges, written within the confines of hearts, scripted by the power and magic of transformation, an alchemical elixir of unconditional love ignites, tenderly embracing our collective heartbreak. And collectively, we are going through a dark night of the collective soul. But we all know what that's like because we've been there. And we loved ourselves to wholeness. We've given ourselves compassion. We've forgiven ourselves. We've gotten up and walked again. So with that compassion, and with that love, we're going to hold the heart of humanity. And we're going to see this birth through. We will see this birth through. And just like that dream that I had, when that shadow monster deflated like a pop balloon, there was great celebration and great joy. And we can feel that now. We're living that now. Living love, loving life. And I am so, seriously grateful for all of you on the journey and doing the work and being committed to the process of embodiment, awakened embodiment. Thank you, Benjamin, for creating such a powerful platform and serving so many people. I really feel that we really need to celebrate, kind of pat each other on the back, you know, and go, whoa, we did it. Wow. I mean, we need to really honor the process, honor the journey, honor one another. Because this is this is a new day for humanity. This is a new day. And I am so grateful and honored for every soul here. And with that, I'd just like to, Benjamin, if we want to open it up, and I would love just to speak whatever you feel inspired to speak, give you about the process, what you've been experiencing, whatever, any questions. I would love to I would love to hear other voices besides my own. Because I'm hoarse.
You know why the...
Kim, this is...
Go ahead. Anyone can...
Kim, this... Sure. This is Anjali. I just wanted to say, I'm so moved. Your words, they flow through and they just continue to percolate. It's even after you share each piece, they just keep moving around, and I feel like I'm waxing poetic inside as they're dancing around within my soul and hitting cells and such. And I just wanted to thank you so much for sharing your gift. The energy multiplies. Thank you.
The poems, really, it was in my, like I said, sometimes I just don't have words. I'm not like a teacher. I don't do workshops. For me, it was an experience that the words just came, and it was like I would, like in the videos, I put a lot of my music and poetry, the videos, and I would be creating these mandalas of beauty. And I felt like I was creating these things. But what Spirit was saying was, in the process of the creating, I was the mandala of beauty. In other words, by giving expression, it was actually how I was transforming. It's how I was alchemicalizing, how I was becoming more embodied, was in and through the expression of the voice. And I would encourage, I mean, all of us to use the voice. And what, I mean, it could be poetry, but it could be just the singing, the sound, the language of light. That music came to me when I was really in the throes of a lot of this moving of this energy and the emotion. And I just started to just, this music just, I just could hear it. And I just opened up my mouth and just sound came through. And we all can just open up our mouths and move the energy through our voice. And that's actually helping us embody, because sound, you know, the form comes in through the sound. So I would encourage us all, and maybe you all do that already. I know the Benjamin and Spirit Song bring wonderful music to aid in our embodiment. So
does anybody else want to jump in and have a question or comment? Or you can also type in the chat like Faye just did. She says, thank you for sharing your powerful poetry. Thank you, Faye.
Thank you. I'm curious to see, are you feeling, I've noticed a significant shift in myself. Are you really experiencing, you know, the change in the body?
Oh, see, that Spirit Song is unmuted. Did you want to say something?
Well, now a question has been asked, but what I, yeah, I mean, there are changes in the body all the time. Mm-hmm. An increasing awareness, but in the body itself, and ebb and flow, like waves coming in and going out. What I wanted to share with you is what touched me so deeply as you were sharing is the love that from everything that you offer, whether it's a song, a poem, your thoughts, thoughts. The love is just there in a clear and beautiful way. And I think that is the best healing power we have.
Yes.
And I think
Yes, thank you. I mean, unconditional love is all there is. It's the foundation. It's truth. It's beauty.
And it's so beautiful for each of us to share that love in whatever way is unique for us. We all bring different gifts.
Yeah.
And I think what you're demonstrating is how important it is to live your gifts, to share them, to not keep them inside, but to let them flow out and touch others. Thank you.
Thank you. I mean, the truth is that we are all just expressions of divine love. In all of its diversity, the diversity and the, it's all just expressions of love, channels of love. Thank you.
And I'll just jump in. If anyone is inspired by Kim to do their own Awakening Plus, you know, presentation, you know, in my dream, I'd love to have, you know, one guest presenter every month from the membership. So there's lots of opportunities. So if anyone would, well, I'd like to do something that might, you know, uplift the membership like Kim just did, or in your own particular way, you know, just email me and let's talk about it. I'm definitely open to people doing that. Thanks for getting the interview rolling on that, Kim.
Oh yeah, I mean, y'all just share your gifts. We all have so much beauty to share and to enjoy one another. And for me, it's been a journey to get to where I am now, and it's been a journey of love and self-acceptance. And so I encourage you all to share.
Let me speak what's been typed in the chat just in the last little bit here. Pete said, thank you, I'm deeply moved. Kathy said, thank you, that was such a beautiful outflow of energy. I have been feeling new expressions of dimensions for quite a while. She's got to leave now. And then Risa said, thank you, Kim, for starting it out. And then Deanna just typed, thank you, Kim, I have a definite feeling of peace throughout. Some very positive responses to your presentation.
Thank you, guys. Very grateful.
So we're at 9 o'clock. So we were planning for about an hour, but we do have a little bit more time if someone wants to jump in and question or comment. Michelle just typed, spectacular, melodic, loving voice and expression through your heart. Sending hugs for speaking to our hearts. Much needed.
Oh.
Grateful love hugs.
I don't know if I can type it in my, where do I do this? Type in the chat. I can type my, if you go to my website, it's kiminspired.com. That'll lead you to my YouTube channel. And I have a lot of videos that have songs, poetry, you know, different things that, you know, if you want some more inspiration or something, they've been a lot of fun for me to create. And so I opened just one up tonight, but I have several up there.
Yeah, and I put that website in the announcement for your event. And when I post the, you know, recording tomorrow, I'll put that website there again.
Yeah, right. Okay. And I do have I put together a book, so that can be found on my website too, if anybody's interested. I've read some of the poems from that book. And I'm actually a photographer, and so I combined photography, my photographic art, with the poetry. And some of the videos have a lot of my po or photography in too. It's all fun. It's been play.
You are quite the multi-talented person. Thanks for all that online. Anyone else with any questions or comments before we move toward closure?
Yes.
Angela?
Hi, Kim. I just want you to know how beautiful all of that was. From
Oh,
the
thank you.
beginning to the very end, it just really touched me deeply. And matter of fact, at one point, I was so relaxed, the whole left side of my body started tingling from the bottom of my foot all the way up to my crown. And I've never had that happen like that. It's usually my right side. And it just, now I'm going to have to go to the store and get more tissue because after last night, tonight, I'm just overflowing, I think. But it was just, I love it. Don't stop what you're doing.
Thank you.
It really resonated with me.
Thank
Thank
you.
you for sharing.
Thank you. I appreciate you all so much. And Benjamin, do you just close out with like a prayer, or how do you close out these?
Well, I'm going to leave that to you. I'll just mention Roberta just typed, "Thank you for all the unconditional love you shared. Lots of tears to treasure."
Yes, treasured tears.
Well, if you have a way you'd like to close, Kim, I'll leave it to you. You started it.
I'll close with a prayer. We'll just take a deep breath together. Oh, Source, Creator of the universe, our hearts are full of gratitude, full of appreciation, full of wonder and awe of the truth of being, the truth of being, the truth of unconditional love that permeates the universe and that is flowing within ourselves. We are in awe. We are in gratitude. And as we end this meeting tonight, our hearts are so connected with all that is and with one another, and we leave with this knowing that all is well. It is well with our souls. We are strengthened in love, and we go forth to shine and declare the goodness and the beauty of all that is. And so it is. Good night, all. Thank you.
Thank you, Kim. That was amazing. And this is our last event for the week. So thanks, everyone, for being here, whether you were live or on the recording. And again, if you have an interest in possibly doing a presentation of your own, don't be shy about emailing me and let me know your idea. Thanks again, Kim. It was
All right,
wonderful.
thank you.
All right. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone. Blessings.